USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are some signs of hope in the nation's epicenter. The number of people being admitted to hospitals in New York has slowed, even as the number of victims has jumped by almost 800 since Tuesday. It's another record of high deaths. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the curve has begun to flatten. COVID-19 hospitalizations have been leveling off for three straight days.
That curve is purely a function of what we do day in and day out. If we stop what we are doing, you will see that curve change.
In the longer term, the projected U.S. death toll is now 60,000, which is down from a week ago when it was 90,000. The governor says that is because of social distancing. He has also ordered flags in the state to be flown at half-mast to honor the people who died. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senator Bernie Sanders pulled out of the Democratic presidential contest. He essentially said it was for the greater good in light of the coronavirus pandemic.
As I see the crisis gripping the nation, exacerbated by a president unwilling or unable to provide any kind of credible leadership, and the work that needs to be done to protect people in this most desperate hour, I cannot in good conscience continue to mount a campaign that cannot win.
With Sanders out of the race, that makes Joe Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee. According to sources, the two men have been working closely for weeks to try to figure out which of the Vermont senator's policies Joe Biden could work with and adopt to unite the party.
Together, standing united, we will go forward to defeat Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Despite the fact they're still selling at the drive-thrus and by delivery, the world's most well-known fast food chain is taking a hit because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22%. Because of the pandemic, the fast food giant had reported sales increases of over 8% in the previous 2 months. Sales at U.S. stores dropped 13% in March. It was worse internationally, where same-store sales fell by about 35%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Does it seem like your computer is starting to drag a little? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
"It's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection."
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at three different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.